Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Hidden Mysteries. I'm Mimi, one of your co-hosts for this evening, and joining me is Reverend Maria DeAndrea, and this is February 4th, 2015, and we're coming to you from New York. If you've ever wondered whether there was more to this world than what we see, then you're in the right place. On each show, Reverend Maria and I will explore an array of unusual topics and endeavor to seek out answers to mysterious concepts and age-old legends. And if anyone would like to get in touch with Maria, she is an internationally known psychic from Budapest, Hungary, and a European shaman, and a published author, a spiritual life coach, metaphysical practitioner, and a public speaker. And you can go to our website at mariadeandrea.com or call Maria at 631-559-1248. And you can check out all of her books on Amazon.com. In fact, we have a link just for one of the books that we'll be speaking about today right on our site. So how you doing, Maria? How's it going?
Oh, great, except we're all dealing with the snow.
Yes,
I know. About how the snow is working between New York and, you know, different parts of New York. However, it's all good.
Well, we have no other choice.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You know, at this point, you always have to look at the positive because there's no other reason to do it the other way. It's not going to work anyway. You want to keep up and positive. Sometimes it takes a little bit more effort.
Yeah, and you just think in terms of the fact that it'll be spring very shortly so we can be out of this whole mess very in the next few weeks at the very least.
Right.
So our topic is about relationships today, and February is a time for partnerships and relationships, either looking for a new partner or dealing with the one you have right now. So in honor of that, we will be exploring ways that you can enrich and draw the perfect relationship to you, whether it's a love-romantic relationship, friendship, business relationship, or healing the scars with a family member. One of Maria's books today we're going to be taking a look at is Occult Grimoire and Magical Formulary, a workbook for creating a positive life, which will be able to give people some ideas on how they can focus on their intent to draw better things into their lives through the use of these old rituals and formulary. So before we begin, Maria, what do you think is really at the heart of a good relationship?
I always felt that all relationships, you know, romantic, friendship, or family, have to resonate with you and your energy. So you ever notice how you're very uncomfortable around people that are negative when you're a positive person, or, of course, the other way around? Negative people are going to feel very uncomfortable if they're in a situation where most of the people around them are positive. So on the spiritual side, we are really never, never alone because we live in an abundant universe. And, you know, spiritually, we always look at it as we're all connected. So technically, we really aren't alone. So if you're not in a relationship at this time, each person or each one that you meet gets you closer to the right relationship. So there's never anything really negative in your life. Sometimes it would be nice if it just moves quicker. The divine abundance has to fill in the gap somewhere. So in the meantime, at least it's a learning experience until we get to the right one. So now if you want to attract a new love relationship, you have to really get excited about it. People forget that part because that sends out a message to the universe that your intentions are very, very serious. So even in business, you have to get excited about the people and the opportunities coming in. Otherwise, the universe goes, well, if you're not excited and you don't care, why should we care to help you? So you have to get excited behind whatever your intent is.
Right. So the whole idea is that our emotional energy is the driving force for these intentions and how we can draw these things into our lives.
Of course. Because when you're looking at situations, if you don't care, even in business, if you're going to make a deal or you're dealing with a new person in your office, if you're kind of nonchalant about it and if you don't really care, how are they going to get excited about it? So it gives that extra momentum. It's kind of like a battery charger, you know, and utilizing ancient shamanic rituals and some of my original techniques, you can consciously empower yourself to gain a better, more harmonious life, which is the point of everything, to do better and to be happier in this lifetime. So as an example with love spells, basically what a love spell does is that it brings in the person to you. However, it cannot force them to stay. So as an example, it helps to make the contact only because we don't work negatively. So we're not forcing them to stay. That's a negative way to deal. So when we're working with love spells, it brings in the contact, and then because of free will, either the relationship moves forward or it doesn't. Okay? Mm-hmm. And a partnership, is, as an example, people forget, you and I were talking about it earlier, that it includes pets. Pets are a form of partnership with a person.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. In fact, one of the ways to manifest, by the way, a relationship, and this works very well, is to write down what you want, and you also need to become the person that you want to attract into your life. It's a very old occult law that says like attracts like, okay? Mm-hmm. So as an example, positive people attract positive people. So you ever have people where they're always complaining about the same thing all the time? It's like they always get a headache, they're always unlucky, they're always meeting the wrong person, and then they're actually surprised when they meet the wrong person, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, they're basically putting that intention also out into the universe, saying that
right.
This is what I am meeting, and that therefore the universe is bringing back to them exactly what they're saying.
Exactly. Plus the way they behave, because like I said, like attracts like. So if you want a loving relationship, you have to be a loving person. If you're cranky and you're always yelling and argumentative, you know, somebody that's loving is not going to feel comfortable around you. It's really that simple. Okay? So you need to be in the right frame of mind in order to attract the right person. And we really do create our own reality. So first you must focus on what you want, you know, in life in order to create it. You know, like we were saying as an example, you know, if you're always saying you always have a headache and you're always going to have a headache, that's what you're going to get. So in a relationship, focus on the positive qualities, you know, that you're really looking for. So you wouldn't focus on the negative, like, I never meet the right person. You would need to change the wording to something like, see, like, I always meet the right people and the right relationship, and then put what kind of relationship, business, love, family, parents, children, pets, you know, you would put in what type of relationship you're working on.
Mm-hmm. Now, the formulas in your book are very ancient and come from, you know, a lot of different countries, and they're considered tried and true over the centuries. And I know specifically, like on page 108, for example, you have a ritual that's using a candle that I feel is a very simple thing, you know, ritual to do. And perhaps you might want to, you know, talk about this one. And, you know, it might be very simple for people to do on their own.
Oh, okay. Because I always feel the more you can do for yourself, the better the world gets for you. Okay. So basically with that one, what you would do is the color of the candle correlates with the vibrational influence that you want to attract to you. So as an example, green attracts financial success. So for love, you would normally use a red candle. Okay, red is the color of your life force, of your life's blood. Okay, so you would use that and burn it for love, sexuality, sex appeal. Because I always laugh because people think of it as just emotional, but we're working out of both realities. We're working from spirit, right, but out of a physical body. So you really need the balance between the two. So men, if they want to attract women, they would use a red candle. For women who want to attract men, and of course in a romantic relationship, okay, it would be pink for the right love, or they can use red. You know, either one will work. Also, they can burn an orange candle for friendship. So what you would do, depending on which candle you're using, but this is for romantic love. So on a white paper with black ink, okay, you would write the positive attributes that you would like to attract in that partnership. You would place it under the candle. And by the way, the best day to start a ritual like this is either on a Friday, because it connects to Venus and romantic love, or on a Sunday. Okay, so okay. You would focus your intent as you light the candle. And when the candle burns out, by the way, don't forget to take what's left of it and the paper and throw it away outside your home so you don't cancel it. So you would basically put your intent on it, put it under the candle, focus on your intent when you light the candle, and just let it burn out completely. And then again, throw it outside. Very easy formula.
So you also give recipes for love potions in your book. Now, when you think of love potions, you know, a person's mind tends to harp back to an image of an old woman, you know, throwing together strange ingredients, you know, like into an old giant cauldron and cackling with delight to herself. So how do you put this into a contemporary perspective? Because, you know, I mean, we're in the 21st century, so we're very far from the medieval period in life where, you know, such, you know, like an image like that even existed, you know?
First of all, you and I apparently need to go out and buy a gigantic cauldron because neither one of us has that.
You never know. I mean, hey, you know, the bigger, maybe having something that big will get us bigger results, you know?
Yeah, there you go. And a bathtub size.
Yeah, really. That'll be gin, though, you know.
Well, basically, these formulae have a high rate of attracting someone into your life, like I said. Okay, so when they drink these blends, okay, what it does is it makes them feel amorous. Okay, so some are sold actually commercially. People don't realize that nowadays. So as an example, you know that drink when you go out to a nightclub or a restaurant, you know, the slow gin fizz?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? Okay, well, basically, that's made from the slow berry. And the slow berry is considered an aphrodisiac, and it's actually used in love potions. So when people drink that, and they're drinking that all night, and they wonder why they're friendlier. It's used in love potions. Also, like vermouth, they use the bark or the herb, you know, in love potions. People don't realize that. It contains something called vermouth, which means essence of man. Okay, so an ancient formulary uses a love potion that contains that. And it's really funny. There are other formulae in my book, and some of them, which, by the way, I find is funny, some of them are basically for men, and it's literally better than Viagra. It doesn't have any of the negative health effects. It only takes about 30 minutes to work.
Well,
so you have
I can
to remember,
a lot
we're
of them
a very ancient system. And
yeah,
they covered
I
everything
a...
back then.
Well, you know,
so
I can see
the
a
book.
Lot of men lying. I can see a lot of men lining up and, you know, getting this. You know, they won't even have to go for a prescription. But, you know, I have a question.
Actually not. And it's not harmful. It doesn't do any damage to your body. But I'm telling you, I had a client that was laughing. He called me up and he says, you know, it works in 30 minutes. And he says he had a wonderful, wonderful time with his wife. And then he had another drink. He says 30 minutes later, his wife was very happy.
Yeah, but you know, you want it to last a little bit longer than that.
Well, no, it takes 30 minutes for it to kick in.
Oh, to kick in. Oh, okay. I was thinking
it'll last
a lot
longer. But it only takes 30 minutes to kick in, as opposed to God knows what Viagra does, and it has side effects. This one doesn't have side effects. The side effects of this is fun.
Yeah. It's fun. Okay. Well, I have a question. It's like a devil's advocate question.
Sure.
You know, we're talking about slow gin, we're talking about vermouth and the fact that it gives you, you know, a feeling of feeling good, feeling amorous. Isn't it the alcohol that perhaps is doing that? I mean, how is it, you know where I'm getting at. Like,
I know what
why
you mean.
Would it,
okay, so basically this is what it is. Okay, because a lot of times people will drink. It doesn't always make them amorous. It could be that, you know, they drink and they get sick, they get rowdy, they have a sense of humor. Everybody has a different effect, okay? The formulas that you use, like the slow berries, just tends to put you more into that type of a mood. But basically, potions must be used for the good of all concerned or it would not work. And they really have to be used in a positive way because, don't forget, like you and I believe in karma, whatever you put out comes back. So we're not controlling the person staying or the situation being like that. There has to be some you know, normal attraction. What it does is it gives you the opportunity to bring the person in, and then, of course, you know, it's free will. Okay, so positive
right.
motives basically are how the results are created with the power of the word. Like when you're putting out the word or thought, you know, your intent, there's a lot of power in that. Okay, so when you concentrate, what it actually does is it links the person with the universal mind and telepathically mm-hmm. sets the trigger off in the mind of the one that you desire. However, there's free will. So if someone really doesn't want to be connected to that person, really nothing will happen. We don't do negative work.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also told me about a recipe that you have for a party punch that really brings great results in creating like a friendly atmosphere. What exactly is that? I think you call it goblin juice.
Yeah, I'm bad. I have to come up with a name. You know, but that was really the best one I could come up with, and it's in the book. And basically what it does is the formula brings a friendly atmosphere to any gathering. Okay, and of course you wouldn't have it around children just because it does have some alcohol in it. So it's really funny, actually. A client of mine had a husband whose family really didn't, you know, her family really didn't like him. You know, for years and years and years, they were married for God knows how long, right? And they never liked him. They were barely polite, you know? So I told her about this punch, and she used it at the next gathering that they had. They had like an outdoor barbecue. So her husband, who never calls me, very nice gentleman, her husband called me the next day and said that he doesn't know what was in the punch, but his in-laws were actually friendly towards him, and they even left early. So, in fact, he said everybody at the party was a little bit friendly. They were nicer, you know. So it's actually the alcohol combined with other things and your intentions, and that's what makes it work positively. And most of it really is intent and emotionally charging it, you know, and knowing what goes in the formula. It's just like, you know, when you're making a recipe, you have to know what goes into it for it to have a particular outcome. You know, but it was really funny because he says that's the first time his in-laws were ever nice to him.
and he got rid of them to boot very early.
He was really happy. They left early.
Now, what about the use of herbs? And how and why do they actually work also in these formulas?
Okay. Well, actually, and, you know, I have a lot of things in the book. So actually in the book, I have a lot of methods that incorporate different tools like formulary and herbs and candles and psalms and oils, you know, among other things. And basically when you're looking at herbs, gemstones, and oils, they all have magnetic field all their own so that you don't actually need to believe in them for them to work. Okay? All three has the same effect. So with the herbs, you can put them into a medicine bag to attract love, or actually you can just carry it with you. Like in your pocket or your pocketbook. All of these work on the level that as long as they are no farther away from you than 3 feet, they will magnetically attract something, you know, whatever they're working on, to you. In this situation, we're talking about love. Okay, if it's more than three feet away, it just means it attracts to whoever's closer. Okay, so as an example, if you use, they're called tonka beans, T-O-N-K-A, if you use tonka beans or an easier plant to get, an herb to get, is rosebuds, because, you know, we have roses in pretty much the supermarkets, all the stores. All you need are a couple of petals, by the way, okay? Rosebuds, and there's a lot more in the book, but rosebuds are really easy, and you would put them into a red bag or a pouch because the vibration of red is love, okay? And you would visualize the outcome of what you want. Now, you can add in love or success oil, where you would just put a drop or two either on the rose or on the bag, you know, on the pouch. For happiness, as an example, in friendship and in family relationships, apple blossom is really good, you know, or either the blossoms or actually apple blossom oil. If you were using incense, you can use rose incense or patchouli to attract and inspire love. If you're looking at lavender as an example, lavender can actually attract all types of love, whether it's family, friendship, intimate relationships. By the way, it's also good for business. And it's also good for money. So if you add lavender in your perfume, you would heighten actually both love and money. But your focus and intent would have to be there at the time you use it. Okay. You can also utilize gemstones to attract romantic love. One of the good ones, by the way, is if you wrap in yellow material, if you wrap a moonstone, and again, always with intent, and you give it to the person you love to carry it, it keeps the person emotionally closer and for longer term in the relationship. And actually what they say is the best thing to do is if both of you can exchange the stone so you can both have one. So it keeps the tie very positive. And again, the best day to do it is on a Friday. The second best day would be on a Sunday because that adds extra energy, kind of like, you know, a battery charger. So even by the way, the book has a lot of formulae for love, it also has money, prayers, health, you know, many other situations. But if you carry those, you know, the herbs or if you use the oils or the gemstones, basically they heighten your intent. And it gives a better focus. And again, they work magnetically whether you believe in them or not. So what you're doing is you're adding to the stone as an example rather than the other way around.
Now, why is Sunday a high energy day?
Well, Sunday basically is a day of overall success. So as an example, if you're doing rituals or if you're just focused on something like a candle as an example, okay, it doesn't matter what the purpose is. If you don't know what day to do it on, Sunday is overall success for any purpose. So Friday is basically love, whether it's friendship, family, romantic love, because it connects to Venus, you know, which is, or Isis, which is, you know, goddesses of love, Diana. However, Sunday works for everything. So if you're never sure what day to use, you just always use Sunday. Normally, by the way, if your intent is very focused and you're really, really sure that this is definitely what you want and you're definite and focused and, you know, your emotions are behind it to charge it, it really doesn't matter what day you do anything, okay? However, those give it that extra because your intent and your emotions are really the strongest tools.
Now, what about also, let's say, the phases of the moon? Is there a phase of the moon that gives it more energy?
Usually the new moon, because that's the beginning. Okay, new moons are new starts, new beginnings. If you're manifesting something positive coming into your life in any area, but including in love, okay, that's a wonderful, wonderful time to do it. Okay, as opposed to when the moon is waning, basically, then you're getting rid of negative things in your life, but in a positive way, okay? Or you're getting rid of something negative and moving to something better. As an example, if you've outgrown your job, that's a good time to move from your job to a new job. You know, you're getting rid of the old and you're bringing in the new. Okay. So when you put all the things together, it just adds more and more focus.
Now, is there any other area in or any specific subject in your book, Occult Grimoire, that you might want to mention that you think might be of interest to this subject?
Okay. Well, one of the things that people don't think about are called spiritual baths. Some people are aware of them, by the way. You know, some people are not.
Yes.
But basically, spiritual baths means that you're taking a bath in water that has herbs in it or gemstones, usually herbs, okay? And what you would do is, as an example, if you're using rose, because we're talking about rose, it's something more accessible to everybody because we do work internationally. So if you're getting some roses, rose petal, any part of the rose, okay, and you just throw it into the bath water and you submerge for about 15 to 20 minutes. You can't use soap at the same time because it'll change the vibration of the water. Okay?
So
you do that for 15 to 20 minutes and you only focus on positive. Now, some people say that when you're taking a spiritual bath, your mind needs to stay focused on prayer. Now, that technically isn't true. They just don't want to take the time to explain it to people. But basically, all you have to do is stay focused on a positive situation. So for love, you would be focused on where you want to go on a date, what you want as an outcome, how you want the person to act towards you. You want to focus on you being happy. You can also focus on prayer, but the point is to stay focused on positive. And sometimes that could just be a past experience that was great, planning a new vacation. You can plan a new vacation with somebody that hasn't come into your life yet. You know, just focus on, if you don't have a situation that you're working on, if you're focused on my right partner or my right romantic relationship, the universe knows what you need. Okay. The point is not to think negative. Now, we all have negative thoughts because, oh, I don't know, we're human. So, so if you think of something negative like, oh, I don't know, bills,
you would immediately
mentally use the word cancel and replace it with a positive thought. So it doesn't mean you have to start from scratch. Now, if you do less than 10 minutes, it really doesn't work because the vibration of the herb, as an example, in the water has to blend with your auric energy, with your personal energy to resonate for you. If you want to do it a lot more time, you know, and do it for an hour, half an hour, or whatever, that's fine. You can do it as long as you want, but you really can't do it less. I wouldn't actually do it less than 15 minutes. Okay.
So anywhere
because
from
that
a half
vibrates.
Hour to an hour.
Well, any time after that, but you want to do at least 10 to 15 minutes for it to work. You know, after that, or as an example, you can use lavender in it. They have an herb called couch grass that's good for that. Let me see what else. And basically, if you're using gemstones, you can actually use gemstones. And all you would do is put it in the water.
So, well, you know, it's interesting that you... Well, I was going to say that it's interesting you brought this up was because one of the first spiritual teachers that I had in my life many years ago when I was very young, a big thing with her was spiritual baths, and she would always prescribe them. In fact, she would sometimes do the, you know, put them together for people so that they could take a spiritual bath and draw better things into their lives, because she believed in that very much. That
oh, definitely, because the vibration
bath,
it changes the vibration or the way you resonate. And I do blend for other people, you know, but I do have formulas in the book. So as an example, if you're taking a spiritual bath and you're using it for, say, court, which is in the book, you know, court as an example or protection, okay, you have different herbs that people don't think about. So as an example, things that you have in the house, okay? So sometimes we have, like, basil in the house, right, for cooking. Basil, parsley, burdock root is good. By the way, coffee, which people don't think about, is good for quart, for a spiritual bath, and it's good for protection or, you know, spiritually cleansing away negative energy around your body. And what you would do is you would make the coffee, and then you would put about a cup into the bath water, okay? And then you would just soak in that and, again, stay positive on the court situation or love or whatever you're working on.
Well, let me ask you, is it before we go, is it okay to use the types of spice herbs in this instance, or does it have to be like fresher? It is okay.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. Okay, great. So I just want to remind people that to look up Maria's book, Occult Grimoire, A Magical Formulary, a workbook for creating a positive life. There's a link just on our site that will take you right to the Amazon.com page. And again, if you want to get in touch with Maria, you can call her at 631-559-1248. Maria, have any last words, because we're heading straight to the closing?
Actually, I was just going to say, seriously, it always goes so fast. We can never get enough information in, and it's always fun. But I just want to say, don't forget to join us again as we bring more exciting topics to you. Until the next time and always, may God bless you abundantly.
And thank you all for joining us this evening on Hidden Mysteries. And be sure to come to facebook.com/mquestmedia or check out mquestmedia.com. And again, mariadeandrea.com, and her number 631-559-1248. And again, have a nice night, and thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Hidden Mysteries.